Welcome back. Today we're building a riser that isn't just a whoosh. This is the jungle, old-school Raggedy NB approach where the riser is a physical low-end event. It primes the room, it makes the system breathe, and it makes the drop feel like it arrives from a different planet. We're working intermediate level in Ableton Live 12, and by the end you'll have a reusable three-layer blueprint, a subswell for weight, a mid-movement layer for that rude ragga grit, and an air and texture layer for hype in space. Then we'll glue it together on a bus so it hits hard without wrecking your headroom. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 172. I'm going to sit at 168 BPM, because it just feels right for rolling jungle. Now create a group and name it Riser Layers. Inside that group, make three MIDI tracks. Riser Sub, Riser Mid, and Riser Air. Then create a return track called Riser Verb. Important note, we're going to keep reverb off the sub. That's not a vibe choice, that's a survival choice. Alright, layer 1. The sub swell. This is the part that makes people look up like, oh, it's about to happen. Go to the riser sub track and drop in Waveatable. Set oscillator 1 to a sine wave. Turn unison off, keep it one voice. We want boring, stable, centered sub. Boring is good down here. Now write a 1 bar or 2 bar MIDI note. Depending on how long your build is, put it in that classic F1 to G1 zone. F1 is a sweet spot for jungle weight, but choose whatever matches your tune's root. Here's a key coaching move. Decide when the sub moment starts. In old school jungle, the low end build often arrives a little late. So instead of starting the sub exactly when the build starts, try starting the sub swell an eighth note or even a quarter bar after the mid and air begin. Your ear gets primed by the higher layers first. Then the weight shows up and the drop feels bigger because the contrast is deeper. Now, pitch movement. Keep it subtle. In Waveatable, enable the pitch envelope and set the amount somewhere around +3 to +7 semitones, but don't get excited and crank it. We're not making a dubstep laser. We're making tape tension style lift. Set the envelope so it rises slowly across the riser, or automate pitch in the clip. If your low end starts feeling wobbly or inconsistent, the first thing you do is reduce pitch movement, not add more EQ. Next, the swell itself. Add utility and automate the gain. Start low, like minus infinity or around minus 24 dB, and ramp up to around minus 6 dB near the end. Keep width at 0%. This is mono territory. Now we make that sine audible on smaller systems without turning it into a mess. Add saturator. Use the soft sine mode, drive it about 2 to 6 dB, and trim the output so you're not accidentally just getting louder and thinking it sounds better. Optional. Add a touch of overdrive after saturator if you want a bit of speaker flap attitude. Keep it conservative. Drive maybe 10 to 20%, and dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. You're aiming for harmonics, not destruction. Now the non-negotiable safety step. EQ8. High pass set around 20 to 25 Hz. That stuff down there is just eating headroom and shaking nothing useful. If the sub feels boomy, do a gentle dip around 50 to 70 Hz, like 1 or 2 dB. And level target, before the drop, your sub swell is peaking roughly minus 10 to minus 6 dB. If you push it louder than your drop moment, you're stealing impact from your own tune. Quick check, pull up spectrum on the sub track. Use it like a traffic light. You want a stable fundamental around your root and a controlled ladder of harmonics above it. If it looks like random spikes or the fundamental is wobbling all over, simplify, less pitch movement, more perceived loudness via saturation. Cool. Layer 2. Mid movement. This is the engine that talks into the drop, the part that says danger without stealing the sub's job. On riser mid, add Waveatable again. Mecha Resish bass. Osc 1 saw. Osc 2 saw. Detune slightly. Unison 2 to 4 voices. Detune around 10 to 20%. Instant width and movement. But remember, we're going to high pass this so it doesn't fight the sub. Add auto filter. Choose something with character like MS2 or OSR. Start the cutoff down around 150 to 250 Hz and automate it upward, so by the end you're somewhere in the 1.5 to 4K Hz zone. Add a bit of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. If it starts whistling, back it off. Now bring in roar, because Live 12 gave us a very real weapon. Start with something like warm distortion or bass crunch, keep the drive low to medium, and set mix around 20 to 50%. We'll automate that mix later to increase tension without just turning up volume. For old school grit, add redux. Down sample around 2 to 8, and keep dry slash wet subtle, like 5 to 20%. This is the cheap converter flavor, the late 90s edge. Now the big rule, keep this out of the sub. Add EQ8 and high pass at around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope, 24 dB per octave. If your riser suddenly feels cleaner and louder after you high pass, that's not magic, that's headroom being returned to you. Here's a headroom hack that feels almost like cheating. Put a utility at the very top of the mid-chain, and automate its gain down by 1 to 3 dB in the final half bar before the drop. Your filter and distortion automation can still be climbing, so the brain hears more tension, but your bus doesn't choke right before impact. This is how you keep the build feeling huge without flattening the downbeat. Now, movement automation. You want the filter cutoff rising. You want roar mix creeping up from maybe 20% toward 45% near the end. Optional. A tiny pitch rise, plus 1 to plus 3 semitones, just to increase anxiety. Tiny. If it starts sounding like a cartoon siren, you went too far. Layer 3. Air and texture. This is the hype layer. This is where the old school grit, the vinyl system feel, the Amen Dust lives. On Riser Air, you've got options. You can load vinyl noise or cassette hiss into Simpler. You can use a closed hat loop, or you can use a noise oscillator in Waveatable. Classic jungle move. Resample a tiny Amen slice, stretch it, and use only the tops. Then shape it into a riser. Add auto filter high pass around 1 to 2kHz and automate it upwards so it finishes around 6 to 10kHz. This is the opening the ceiling feeling. Add frequency shifter for motion. Set it to ring mode. Fine around 2 to 15hz for metallic movement, or automate that fine value upwards slowly for lift. Now add echo for dubby raga energy. Try 1/8 or 1/4 delays, feedback around 15 to 30%, and filter it bright so it doesn't get murky. Then send this air track to the riser verb return. On the riser verb return, put hybrid reverb, use a hall or plate hybrid vibe, decay 2 to 6 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high cut around 6 to 10kHz so it doesn't become harsh white noise fatigue. If the reverb return is splashing unpredictably, add a compressor after the reverb, not sidechained, just grabbing a couple dB with a fastish attack and medium release. That keeps the tail but tames the spikes. Optional spice. On the air layer, add autopan with a very low amount, synced at 1/8 to 1/4. It simulates unstable tape motion. Keep it subtle. If it turns into seasick tremolo, dial it back. Now, bus processing. Go to the riser layers group. We want glue and safety, not destruction. First, EQ8 for cleanup, high pass around 25 to 30hz, steep. If it's boxy, a small dip around 200 to 350hz can open space, but don't start carving like you're mixing a vocal. This is a riser. It should have attitude. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. This is just to make the three layers feel like one object. Then utility, set bass mono to 120hz. This is how you get wide excitement up top while keeping the low end centered and club safe. Overall width can sit around 90 to 110%. The key is that mono below 120 is locked. Now arrangement. This is where a good riser becomes a drop feels illegal moment. A reliable two-bar build looks like this. Mid and air start building first. Then the sub comes in slightly late, like we talked about. Filter opens on the mid layer. Reverb and delay energy builds on the air. Then, in the last half beat before the drop, do a classic tension move. Cut the riser early. Half a beat of negative space is massive. But here's an upgrade. Instead of cutting everything, try the pre-drop inhale. Mute the sub and mid. Keep only the air layer for that last half beat, and reduce the reverb send at the same time. It's like the track takes a breath in and then the drop punches you in the chest. Right on the drop, manage the reverb tail. Either automate the riser verb send down to almost zero at impact, or go advanced and gate the reverb return keyed from the kick. The goal is simple. Nothing masks the kick transient. Another slick move. Automate a very brief 1 to 2 dB dip on the riser group exactly on the first kick of the drop, like a manual sidechain tap. Even if you cut the riser early, tails can still blur that first hit. Now let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the usual pain. Mistake 1. Widening the sub. Instant weak translation in a club. Keep it mono. Mistake 2. Pitching the sub riser too much. Big pitch ramps down low equal messy phase and inconsistent weight. Mistake 3. Forgetting to high pass mid and air layers. They'll fight the sub and eat headroom. Mistake 4. Oververbing into the drop. Reverb tails blur the kick, and your drop loses definition. Mistake 5. Making the riser too loud before the drop. If the build is already the loudest moment, the drop can't arrive. Leave space for arrival. Now, a couple advanced variations if you want to level this up. Try a call and response ragger riser. Duplicate the mid track. Make mid a smoother and mid be harsher and more bit crushed. Alternate them every half bar with mutes or clip gain. You get chatty energy without raising volume. Try stepped automation instead of a perfectly smooth ramp. Do 3 to 5 discrete filter steps, like every quarter bar. Jungle builds often feel mechanical, like hardware moves, not pristine curves. Add a tiny dub siren micro quote in the last bar, a short note with a quick pitch scoop up 3 to 7 semitones, filtered and delayed. Kept quiet. It's a vibe stamp. And if you want your sub to translate on small speakers without messing the actual low end, do a parallel harmonic helper. Put an audio effect rack on the sub track. One chain clean. Another chain. Saturator with more drive, then EQ8 high passed around 120 to 180 HC so it's only harmonics. Blend that chain quietly. Now the sub is still clean and mono, but the ear can hear it on phones.